गुरु रूप, गुरु प्यारे साध संग जीओ, आओ फतेह दी सांझ करिए। वाहेगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहेगुरु जी की फतेह। दा सब तो पहला उन्हां मेरे वीरां ते भैणां दे चरणां खिमा मंगदा है जिहड़े नरोल कीर्तन दे रसीए हन हन भी। कीर्तन रस का कोई भी विचार या लैक्चर मुकाबला नहीं कर सकता। तो दस पहला एक मैं मंगता है कि जो किसी के मन में भी मेरे बोलन दे करके ठेस कोई पहुँचे तो दस खिमा मंगता है। ये नौजवानों वालों खास तौर पर दस पर जोर पाया गया है कि इतने महान दिहाड़े उपर जरूर कुछ ना कुछ तन तन श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब महाराज के 400 साल प्रकाश दिवस से मनाने विच संगत ना कुछ गुरमत प्रथाए तन तन श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब के सरूप दे प्रथाए उन्हां दी सिक्ख्या प्रथाए कुछ बजन सांझे करने चाहिए हैं। सो दास ये हुक्म बजाउंदा होया आपके चरणों में हाजिर होया है। सब तो पहला दास आपके चरणों में एक छोटी जी स्लाइड शो रखेगा जिहड़ी कि बीबी एकंकार कौर दास जी बच्ची ने तैयार की है। कुछ होर संघां ने उहदी मदद की है। आप जी ने स्क्रीन उपर देख रहे हो कि तन तन श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब महाराज की 400 साल प्रकाश दिवस में यह स्लाइड शो समर्पित है। जिस तरह धन धन गुरु रामदास महाराज ने उच्चारण किया है, बाणी गुरु गुरु है बाणी विच बाणी अमृत सारे, गुर बाणी कहे सेवक जन माने, प्रतख गुरु निस्तारे। ये दो लाइना इतनिया महान हैं कि दास के तजर्बे अंदर इन माई एक्सपीरियंस आई हैव सीन दैट वेरी फ्यू गुरसिख बीबियां जां गुरसिख भरावां ने इस नूं समझिया। बेशक सारे असी बाणी पढ़ते हाँ, वी ऑल लिसन टू गुरबाणी, असी गुरबाणी गाउंदे हाँ, वी सिंग गुरबाणी, असी गुरबाणी सुनते हाँ, वी लिसन टू गुरबाणी, बट वेरी फ्यू गिफ्टेड ब्लेस्ड सोल्स हैव एक्चुअली अंडरस्टूड द ट्रू मीनिंग ऑफ गुरबाणी। एंड आई मस्ट डिक्लेयर नाउ I am not one of them. I am only here to share their experiences. It is not an easy thing. It is not an easy subject to comprehend. I have seen many blessed souls who have also not understand fully the very deep nature of Gurbani. And again, I must stress, I am not one of them that I've understood. I am only sharing their experiences. The next slide is showing that Tan Tan Guru Arjan Dev Maharaj Ji dictating Gurbani to Bhai Gurdas Ji, and he is writing it. And remember, the first Sroop of Guru Granth Sahib, the Aad Bead, the Pothi, was prepared, compiled by our fifth Guru, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Maharaj Ji. And the writer that Guruji chose was without a doubt one of the greatest Sikh of our history. I say one of them. There are many others, but he was definitely the one of the most gifted, knowledgeable, and spiritually uplifted by Sai Bhai Gurdas Ji. And his own writings in terms of Vars and Kavit Swayes have been blessed by the Guruji as the key to unlock the secrets of Gurbani. And that's why I say I'm not one of them that have understood Gurbani, because unless you understand Bhai Sahib Bhai Gurdas Ji's Bani, you will not fully appreciate the deeper meanings of Gurbani. And he was the blessed soul that Guru Arjan Dev Ji chose to write the first Sroop of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Now, you may think, well, what's special about that? Those that have read Guru Granth Sahib Ji, those that have done part in Sahaj, in form of Sahaj part or Akhand part, will know that Gurbani is arranged in a very systematic way. If it's not in a haphazard way, it's a very formal system of Gurbani, and the grammar is fully used. And that is another subject that a lot of Sikhs have missed out on. The grammar of Gurbani, the Vyakran of Gurbani. When you study Gurbani, you see these lagam matras giving special meanings to the same words when they're given in different lagam matras. And Bhai Sahib Bhai Gurdas Ji was the blessed soul chosen by Tan Tan Guru Arjan Dev Maharaj Ji. Bani Guru, Guru hai Bani, which Bani Amrit Sare, Gurbani kahe, Sevak Jan Mane, Pratak Guru Nistare. I'm not going to say too much at this stage on that, because we're only going through the slides. But I want to come back to this two-line hukam for all the Gursikhs. Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji is a treasure of divine knowledge, mysticism, and a guide to spiritual living for anyone who ventures to find instruction from it and live by it. One of our big weaknesses, sadi sab to vaddi kamzori sikhan di, eh a ke asi samajhde ha ki Guru Granth sada guru a. ਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਆ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਸਾਡੀ ਇਹ ਆ, ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਆ। ਰੱਬੀ ਗਿਆਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੰਡਿਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ, ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਆ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਭੁੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਧੰਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਵਨ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਲਓ, ਸਾਰੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਪਾਪੀ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਪਖੰਡੀ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਬਾਹਮਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਮਲਾਣਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਰੱਬੀ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਨਾਲ ਸਰਸ਼ਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਗੇਵ ਹਿਜ਼ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਈਚ ਐਂਡ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ ਇਰਰਿਸਪੈਕਟਿਵ ਆਫ ਕਾਸਟ, color, creed, and religion. If he was asked to pray in the mosque by the cunning Muslims, he said, yes, I will do so. But when he went there, he showed them that their prayers was a total waste of time. Who were they praying to when their mind was not even there in the prayer? Now, we might get some joy out of this, because our great Guru showed them what the truth was. My respected dear Sadh Sangat, they might never learn from Guru Nanak Dev Ji, but how we learned. Search in with us how we actually learned from Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And I must declare that I haven't yet. My mind still wanders when I do part. My mind still wanders when I do ardas. It shows how hard it is to become one with Guruji. Guruji's teachings are universal. So, Guru Granth Sahib Ji, the Shabds in Guru Granth Sahib Ji, if we join our minds in the Shabd, they give us unwavering belief in one God. Unwavering. Purn Sharda. Pura Prosa. But when I look around my sisters, brothers, daughters and sons, I see nothing but doubts. I see nothing but questions. Why did this happen? Why did so and so happen? Why am I poor? Why is so and so rich? At every minute, we ask questions. And that shows that the Shabd of the Guru is not within us. It is out there. The next slide. Is the, if we can call it, the description of Almighty God Waheguru. And let me state here now, I cannot even begin to interpret the Mool Mantra. I can only give you the interpretation that's been given by the scholars. I cannot say that is 100% correct, because each scholar differs in the words they have used. But one thing that does come out is a sort of a conformity of a certain acceptance. And the sort of accepted meaning of Mool Mantra I can give you, but I cannot say here, standing here in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib, that it is 100% correct. I can't. Ik Omkar, there is one God. Ik Omkar. Now I haven't got time to really go too deep into it, but he is the eternal truth, Sat Naam, Karta Purkh, the creator. Nirbho, without fear. Nirvair, without hate or enmity. Akal Murat, all-pervading and everlasting divine spirit. Ajuni Sepang, self-existent. Gur Prasad. He is realized by Guru's grace. It's Guru's grace that really gives us a pointer into what Sikhi is. We may think we deserve Guru's grace. We may feel that we, as Sikhs of the Guru, deserve Guru's grace. We may think that we have a right to Guru's grace. But in my experience of life, I find that our right, our demand is mistaken. We have to earn Guru's grace. And you might think, well, what does that mean, earning Guru's grace? And Pai Sahib Pai Gurdas Ji, the same person who was chosen to write the first Srupa Guru Granth Sahib Ji, says, Karke neech sadavana taan prab lekhe andar paaye. If you do live a life of a Gursikh, if you don't lie, and unfortunately, I am as guilty as the next person, in lying. If we don't steal, if we don't slander, and we do all the good things in life, we repeat Gurbani, we sing Gurbani, we do seva, do we then have the right for Guru's grace? The common understanding is yes. Guruji will bless you. Keep doing it. Well done. And I say the same thing. Could that be sticky? But now I'm going to add something else. According to Paisai Pai Gurdas Ji, the most enlightened Sikh of all times, he says, there's a problem. There's a problem here. Ego, hankar, or pride can only come because of certain qualities. A chor, a thief, is not proud of his actions. He's ashamed. A murderer is not proud of his actions. He can't say, I'm a good murderer. He won't. But a person who has good deeds will sometimes feel he's done a good deed, so therefore he deserves a pat on the back. And when he doesn't get it, he feels let down. Because it's hurt his pride. We only get pride because we do good actions, not bad actions. My Kirtaniya Veer sitting in front of me will understand this much better than I do. Sometimes when they're not given time or time is delayed, we feel sometimes that we've been not treated properly. And it's a very hard thing to ignore. But deep down, there are very few will say, no, Guruji, thank you for what little you have given me. Because pride is the evil that stands between us and Guruji. And that, I think that is why Pai Gurdas Ji says, karke nij sadavana taan prab lekhe andar pai. While doing all the good deeds, while doing all the simran, while doing all the kirtan, while keeping your wrath, look inside you. Examine yourself. Do you say you are nima? Do you say you are nij? Do you say you are low? Unfortunately, I am just as guilty as any one of you. It is a very, very hard thing to do. You say to some party, your part was wrong. And he would shout back and say, who are you to tell me my part was wrong? You say to a Kirtaniya, you are out of tune. He says, what do you know about tunes? It is very hard to be low. But the key, Paisai has given us, it is up to us to use that key to open the complexities of life, the success of life. The choice is ours. That was the Mool Mantra. Now, researchers who study the Guru Granth Sahib, the physical form of Guru Granth Sahib, say that there are 5,894 shabds in Guru Granth Sahib. Now this is a total of all the shabds. In the printed version of Guru Granth Sahib, which we do prakash of, there are 1,430 pages, or angs. But in the original handwritten version, there were much more pages than that. The total number of rags in Guru Granth Sahib are 31. And I'm sure a lot of my brothers and sisters in the Sangat already know this detail. I'm only doing it for the young people who might not be aware of this information. According to research, the first Prakash, or the date that coincides with the October 16, 1604 AD, when the first Prakash of the Adbir, the Pothi Sahib, the Granth that Guru Arjan Dev Ji compiled And Sahib Bhai Gurdas Ji wrote, when the first Prakash was done at Sri Harmandir Sahib, Baba Buddha Ji was chosen as the first Sevadar Granthi. And in about 100 years later, in 1705, 1706, our 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, gave the final form to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji by adding the 9th Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Maharaj's Bani in terms of Shabds and 59 slokes, which come at the end of Guru Granth Sahib. I want to say something about that. And if you can, please just pay attention, because this is very, very important. We all know that the first bead, the first sroob, was compiled by Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And the writer was by Sahib Bhai Gurdas Ji. Guru Granth Sahib Ji on the Gurgaddi now is different to the first sroob in only the Bani of the 9th Guru, which couldn't be added because the 9th Guru came after Guru Arjan Dev Ji. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, when deciding where to put the Shabds of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, used the same system that Guru Arjan Dev Ji used. And those brothers and sisters of mine who have studied Guru Granth Sahib Ji will know from their memory that after, in each rag where there is Bani of the 9th Guru, Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, starting with Gaudi Rag, where the Shabds of the first four Gurus end, that is Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Guru Amar Das Ji, Guru Ram Das Ji, and Guru Arjan Dev Ji, Guru Angad Dev Ji is not included because Guru Angad Dev Ji only wrote slokas which are contained in vars. Where the Shabds end, that is where Guru Gobind Singh Ji inserted the Shabds of the 9th Guru. Note also, after the Shabds, there are Ashtapadiya, which means 8 Padis in a Shabd. And then there are Shamts. And then it's the Var. So the Bani didn't end of the Gurus, but what Guruji did do, he used the same system of putting the Shabds in where they belonged. Now, when Guruji put all of Guru Tegh Bahadur's Shabds in the rags that they belonged in, there was one rag that didn't exist in the first Sroop of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And again, all my sisters and brothers who have studied Guru Granth Sahib will know that that rag was Rag Jayavanti. It only contains the Shabds of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. And that rag was entered at the end of the first 30 rags. Rag Parpati was the 30th rag. Rag Jayavanti was then inserted after that rag. In other words, Guruji put the Shabds where they belonged and the rag where it belonged. Then the last thing that was left to insert was the 59 slokas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. And they were inserted at the end of Guru Granth Sahib Ji with slok Varan Te Vadik, which is Guru Arjan Dev Ji already wrote for the first four Gurus, with one difference. And I think that one difference does actually give a key, but I'm not going to mention that key yet. Guru Gobind Singh Ji, when he inserted Guru Tegh Bahadur's slokas, he took two slokas of Guru Arjan Dev Ji and put them at the end. I'm going to leave that for the Sangha to decide why Guru Gobind did that. And I think that is very, very important why Guruji did that. Very important. Now, on October the 7th, 1708, which is in 4 years' time, we will celebrate द गुरगद्दी दिवस ऑफ गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब जी, गुरु गोविंद सिंह जी departed from this earth and said, from now on there will be no guru in human form. Guru Granth Sahib ji will be the guru of the Sikhs for time to come, until this world exists. There is no time limit. I sometimes think to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful if Guru Gobind Singh was sitting there? I'm sure a lot of you think like that as well. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Guru Nanak was sitting there? Wouldn't it be wonderful if there were the 10 gurus sitting there? The Sangha would feel fully blessed, and there'll be no talking. There'll be full faith in the Sangha. And I have that feeling now and then. But then suddenly it dawned upon me that thought is not right. And you might wonder, why isn't the thought right? Look at our history. Go back, let's look at our history. In the presence of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, in the presence of the Sangat, Guru Nanak Dev Ji said to the Sangat, from now on, Pailana is Guru Angad Dev Ji. Yes, we all know the story. The second Guru was Guru Angad Dev Ji. But who was it who ignored Guruji's teachings? Who did not accept that hukum? None other than Baba Sri Chand Ji and Baba Lakshmi Das Ji. They felt let down. And I'm saying to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful if Guru Nanak Dev Ji was there? But he was their father. They lived in his Sangat most of their life. What happened? Did they see Guru Nanak Dev Ji as God? Did they see the greatness of Guru Nanak Dev Ji? Let's go further. Times comes Guru Angad Dev Ji to leave this world. Guru Angad Dev Ji tells the Sangat that from now on, Guru Amar Das will be your guru. And who knows that hukam? Baba Datu Dasu Ji, Guru Sahib's own Sahibzade. It is a historical story that even Datu Ji even went later on to kick Guru Ji when he's on the throne. Guru Amar Das Ji, and Guru Amar Das Ji held his foot and said, my bones are hard. I hope it's not hurt your This is not hurt your body. They didn't see Guru Nanak Dev Ji and Guru Angad Dev Ji. They didn't see Guru's Jyot. And as you go along, you will see this similar pattern. Guru Ki Sangat. I had many things to say, but time doesn't bode well. The point I'm trying to make, if we can understand this point, is that Guru Amar Das Ji says in Bani, and please pay attention to this line, Satguru nu sab ko vekhda. Everyone sees Guru, Satguru. Jeta Jagat Sansar, the whole world sees the Guru. Jithe Mukt Na Hove, Jichir Shabd Na Kare Vichar. Clearly, the whole world sees the physical form of the Guru, but salvation will not be attained without studying the word, Bani. And then I look at Guru Granth Sahib Ji. We all, within our limits, revere, respect, and bow to Guru Granth Sahib Ji. There's no doubt about that. in your hearts, depending on what avastha you are at, you show your respect and your love for Guru Granth Sahib Ji. But I say one thing. Are we in the same boat as Baba Sri Chand Ji, Baba Lakshmi Das Ji? That yes, we respect Guru Ji. We have no time for Guruji's message. We have no time to study Guruji's message, and then we definitely have no time to act upon it. Are we in that boat? Only you, as individuals, can answer that. I cannot answer it for you. I can only answer it for mine. And I am definitely in the league of the people who have no time, or very little time. That's the nature of our mind. We have corrupted it that much that it's very, very difficult, first of all, to understand Guruji's message, and then it's even more difficult to act upon it. And it seems as though, unless we do that, the chances of salvation are very small. And remember, we come here in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib Ji to do what? What's our goal to come here? What do we actually want when we come here? Well, when I look around my friends, when I look around my sisters and brothers, I see you ask that question and they say, well, I'm not sure. I will pay my respects to Guru Granth Sahib. I listen to Kirtan. I say, well, what should really aim? What are you trying to achieve? I'm not sure. If I go there, they say I'll be blessed. They say, I said, but what do you say though? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think when we come here, when the presence of Guru Granth Sahib, we are sure what we actually want. And I don't think we want salvation. I might be wrong. I'm sure there are blessed souls here who are uplifted by Guruji's presence and achieve the full blessings. But the majority of us, I'm not sure whether we actually want that. Or do we have our own little ideas? My sisters, my mothers might want a son in their family. Well, let's face it, nobody wants daughters, do they? Kuniya koi bhi nahi mangda. Mahari pot dahi. Even my sisters and mothers who are ladies themselves, wo khud mangdiyan ke pot chahide ya. And if our Guru, great Guru, Guru Nanak says, so kyo manda akhiye, yet jamme, raja, jiri raja nu jam dindi ya, un manda kyo akhde ya. And why we do it? It's our misunderstanding of Guruji's message. We haven't got time to join in Guruji and ask Guruji, what do you want us to do? Please, 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 I am not directing this talk to any one individual. If somebody feels that I am pointing at them, it is not my intention. I am just as guilty as you are. I am only sharing what I believe that Guruji has said to us and that we might benefit from. The next slide. Guru Nanak Dev Ji wrote 974 hymns in 19 rags. This is more of a listing of the composition of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. The next slide is Guru Angad Dev Ji, who wrote 62 slokas. The next slide is Guru Amar Das Ji, who wrote 907 hymns in 17 rags. This is just information for the youth who are not aware of this, but I'm hoping that after my talk, this slide will go on time basis, and when Kirtaniya change, there's a time lapse. They'll put that slideshow on, so it'll keep changing itself, and you can then study it at your will. And when the Simran being done, they can put that on again. People who can't join in Simran can read the information and learn something for themselves. The next slide is Guru Ram Das Ji, who wrote 679 Shabds in 30 Rags. And the next slide is Guru Arjan Dev Ji, who wrote 2,218 Shabds in 30 Rags. And the next slide is Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. I want to do this quickly because I think we were going to repeat this during the evening. Has kitni so break, change over. They can put that slide on, it'll go through it in a few minutes. It won't take long. The next slide is Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, 115 Shabds in 15 Rags and 59 Slokas at the end. Next slide is a general information. Most of the hymns in Guru, Guru and Sahib Ji are classified according to musical forms called rags. Under each rag, the hymns are further arranged in the following order: Chopis, Chopades, four verses, Ashtapadiyan, hymns of eight verses, Shants, verses of six lines, short poems, and Vars, consisting of two or more slokas and a pauri. And then there's the Bhakt Bani. And you will see the Bhakts that we have been able to get artist impressions of these Bhakts from the internet. Baba Sheikh Fareed Ji, Baba Bhakt Paini Ji, Bhakt Pikhan Ji, Bhakt Tanna Ji, Bhakt Jayadev Ji, Bhakt Kabir Ji, Bhakt Namdev Ji, Bhakt Paramanand Ji, Bhakt Pipa Ji, Swami Ramanand Ji, Bhakt Ravidas Ji, Bhakt Sadhana Ji, Bhakt Sain Ji, Bhakt Surdas Ji, Bhakt Trilochan Ji. Out of all these Bhakts, Bhakt Kabir Ji has the most Bani in Guru Granth Sahib. And then we have the Bani of Bhai Mardana Ji, three slokas of Bhai Mardana Ji, and the Sad Bani, which he read on the occasion of death, written by Baba Sundar Ji. And then at the end of the slokas of Bhakt Kabir Ji and Fareed Ji, there's the Pat Bani, Bani of Pat, Patani Savaiye, and there were 11 of them whose Bani is in Guru Granth Sahib Ji. That sums up the slideshow. Now, what I said at the start was that we believe that Guru Granth Sahib is our Guru. We are celebrating the 400th Prakash Divas of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. But when we look around ourselves, I want to ask you this question. Ask it of yourself, not the next person. Ask yourself, do you only respect the outer form of Guru Granth Sahib Ji? Or do you also worship the inner form of Guru Granth Sahib Ji? Just a few words on that. The outer form. I've just described it. The contents of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. That's the outer form. The Guru is neither increased or decreased by the quality of the paper used to print Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Because that is the outer form. That's the body. I remember Guruji never ever accepted the body as Guru. Shabd Guru, Surt Tun Chela. But the body deserves our full respect, our deep reverence, Sadi Puri Sharda, even on the body. But we worship the Jyot, the Shabd. Now, I think this is where we've all, or most of us, failed. We find it very hard to accept that concept of how do we worship the Shabd. We bow to Guru Granth Sahib Ji, we put our offerings of money, milk, sugar, whatever. ਵਿਡੂ ਲੰਗਰ ਸੇਵਾ, ਵਿਡੂ ਪਾਲਕੀ ਸੇਵਾ, ਵਿਡੂ ਚੌਰ ਸੇਵਾ, ਅਨਾਈ ਸਾਈ ਵੰਡਰਫੁਲ, ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਬਲੈਸ ਯੂ, ਬਟ ਦ ਕੁਸ਼ਚਨ ਸਟਿਲ ਸਟੈਂਡਸ, ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਫੋਰਮ ਔਰ ਦ ਜੋਤ? ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਆਂਸਰ ਦੈਟ ਕੁਸ਼ਚਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੈਨ ਇਨਲਾਈਟਨਸ. ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸੈਜ਼, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਕੋ ਵੇਖਦਾ, ਜੇਤਾ ਜਗਤ ਸੰਸਾਰ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਮੁਕਤ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਜਿੱਚਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾ ਕਰੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ. ਦ ਆਊਟਰ ਫੋਰਮ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਲੀਡ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਇਨਰ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਆਫ ਦ ਜੋਤ. ਦ ਆਊਟਰ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਅਸੈਂਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਪਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ, ਬਟ ਇਫ ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਲੀਡ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਇਨਰ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ, ਦੈਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਵਿਲ ਨੋਟ ਕਮ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਅਸ. ਇਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਸਟੇ ਦੇਰ. ਨਾ ਦ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਆਈ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼, ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਦ ਹਿਮ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਸਟਾਰਟਿਡ ਔਨ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ, ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ. ਸੰਗਤ ਵਾਸ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ. ਸਮ ਵਾਸ ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਦ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਲਾਈਕ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ, ਬਟ ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਆਫ ਅਸ truly feel that Guruji went inside us? I didn't. I'm guilty. But when I look around, I see many faces that are guilty. Because if we are truth to ourselves, if we are really truthful, one thing Guruji says to us, do not lie. Do not con yourself. Do not be unfaithful to yourself. If you are weak, admit it, you are weak. Then there might be a solution. If you say, oh no, no, meri beizzati hogi, what will people think of me? He's got nothing. He's achieved nothing. No, never ever think that. Admit it. If you haven't got it, say it. If you didn't feel blessed, say it. There might be a solution. If you're ill, say it. You're ill. Don't hide it. And I think one of our big problems is we hide it. We pretend that we enjoyed it. I am going to now, in a few minutes, tell you the greatness of a Gursikh who did enjoy it. Akhand Kirtan Jatha UK is only in existence because of this one person. Akhand Kirtan Jatha worldwide is only in existence because of that one person. Probably one of the greatest Gursikhs of the 20th century. I say one of them because there are many others, but he was definitely one of them. He's been a shining star in my life, definitely. And that was Pai Sai Pai Rantir Singh Ji. There have been many, many conceptions, many, many ill information given by Pai Sahib. People who did not agree with Pai Sahib on certain issues. But putting them to one side, you cannot hide the personality, the spirituality, the commitment, the devotion, the love, the sacrifice that he made, that he had for Guruji. And I say that because with Guru's grace and your blessings, I have been able to study a lot of history, Sikh history. I have read most life stories of our sons, the Sikh sons. I've read most of our history. And with your blessings and Guru Granth Sahib's blessings, I have managed to read the translation of Guru Granth Sahib as well. It doesn't make me great. Don't get that idea. All I'm trying to say is that Guruji has given me some knowledge. And when I look around all these great lives, this one person shines above all. Why does he shine? Well, he had one problem, and that's a major problem we have this day. When he took Amrit in 1904, 100 years ago, He had a love and craving for Amrit. He did all his research into Sikhi. And he believed totally that when you take Amrit, the immense power of Guruji will go into you and you will see darshan of Akal Purakh straight away. Not a year later, not 5 years, not like me 30 years later, no darshan, but he truly believed that. And when he took Amrit, before the Amrit was given by Panj Pyare, somebody from outside the Panj Pyare and the Granthi came in and gave the Gurmantra in their ears, and that shook Pai Sahib's faith, said that is not Gurmat, because he believed that the Panj Pyare was the only authority given by Guru Gobind Singh Ji that could give the Gurmantra. When this happened, after the Amrit, the Naam did not come into his body. He could not do Naam Simran properly. And Pai Sahib puts that in his own words. He said, I was struggling to understand. He said, only my faith in Guru Granth Sahib Ji saved me. He didn't go to a Sant. There were Sants in those days. He didn't go to a Gyani. Gyani Ji, the Somanu Naam Ki Hunda. He didn't. The wonderful truth that I find it beautiful is that I'm not saying these words. These words are not written by somebody. There is Pai Sahib's own words in Jail Chittiyan. Autobiography of Pai Sahib Pai Ranteer Singh in English. There is his own words forced out of him. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to say it. But his friend said, look, what's happened to you? Generation to come will benefit. Please tell us what happened. And he said, I'm going to write these, but please keep them in a closed circle. Do not spread them. It only increases my home. But when they realized the value of them words, it went worldwide. Pai Sahib said that I did not know what Naam was because I was shocked at that action of that one man giving Gurmantra. He said, where could I go? My total faith was in Guru Granth Sahib. And I look in myself and said, you must have been a blessed soul because I have not got that sort of faith. And Pai Sahib in his own words relate that incident when through day and night repetition of Gurbani, not 1 hour, not 2 hours, not 4 hours, or not like Ranswai, 8 hours. Pai Sahib says, through a Khand Jap of Sukhmani Sahib part, I mean Khand means it went continuous, he kept doing part Sukhmani Sahib part, and other Shabds and Netnam, it came to his mind that Gurmantra is a separate thing to Gurbani. But only Gurbani revealed that. Those that think they can do Naam Simran without Gurbani will fail. And Pai Sahib said, I prayed day and night for Guruji to reveal the Gurmantra. And when one night he was praying and he fell. Standing he fell. A divine voice came to Pai Sahib, said, your true Guru, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, will reveal the Gurmantra to you at the Amrit, at the next Amrit Vela. Be careful. Understand it. He got up, felt really blessed. Amrit Vela came, he did his Shnan, he did his part, he got ready to go to the Gurdwara, and this was in Abbottabad, which is now in Pakistan. He was alone there, just with one of his Gursikh friends, who was a Sevadar also. All the others were Sahitari Sikhs, who were at the Taramsala, where they used to worship Guruji, pray. And when Pai Sahib went at Amrit Vela to Gurdwara, before he went, he thought to himself, how am I going to find out what the Gurmantra is? Because Gurmantra Waheguru does not appear in Gurbani only about 30 or 14 times in Patani Subaiye. Everywhere else is Har Har, Ram Ram, all other names. How am I going to decide? And then, again, a voice came, said to his mind, if the talk that is being read when you enter the Gurdwara gives an indication of Vaho, Vaho, O Guru, Guru, Gurkarman more, then that's the hukam of the Guruji to repeat Gurmantar Vahe Guru. That's the indication. So he had this key in his mind now that if any line he had, he was Har Har, then it'll be Hari Hari, he will repeat. But he said, if we had to refer to Vaho, Vaho, Ja, Guru, Guru, then it'll be the full Gurmantar Vahe Guru. And as he entered the Gurdwara, he heard this beautiful, sweet sound. Behe Motaja, Behe Parvao, Nan Kadas Kaho, Gur Vaho. And his body just suddenly felt totally blessed. And he fell inside the Gurdwara. And he said, I don't know what power lifted me up. He doesn't know. He said, I can't say what power lifted me up. And all I know is that I was in front of Guru Granth Sahib then, lying there. And when I looked up, the chaur was being done, but there was no hand. The chaur, Sahib, was being done, waved, but there's no hand. And above the Guru Granth Sahib, without any support, were the four letters, Wahe Guru. And not only there, other parts got there as well. The four-letter word was being supported without any support in the air. Now we say, Guruji doesn't talk. How can Guru Granth Sahib be our Guru? He doesn't talk. And I say, he does talk. Guruji does talk. We have no faith for Guruji to talk to us. When we have our full faith, Guruji will not only talk, he'll be inside us. We're fully blessed. And when the hukam, when the Granthi came inside, remember, the Granthi came inside and said to Pai Sahib, did you do the Prakash? Because Granthi didn't. Remember, we do a Sakasana at night, and then Prakash at Amritavilla. Yes? And the Granthi said to him, did you do the Prakash? And Pai Sahib said nothing. He didn't say anything. Then the Granthi's brother came in, he said, who did the Prakash? And the brother said, sorry, it wasn't me. Those that have no Sharda, that have no faith, say Guru Granth Sahib Ji doesn't do anything. It is only a Granth. And I say Pai Sahib's own life story proves that we have not even imagined, we have not even understood the power of Guru Granth Sahib. Not even 1%. He speaks to those that have love and devotion and faith, and we say, we have faith, we have devotion, but all I see is homme. All I say is, we are something. But Pai Sahib became that nothing, that he became everything. And the Hokunama was taken by the Granthi, the same Hokunama came, that Pai Sahib had when he entered the Gurdwara. My point is, that Guru Granth Sahib's jyot went into Pai Sahib. When he spent 16 years in prison, you all know from Jail Chittiya, when he spent 16 years in prison for the independence of so-called India, a Christian missionary asked him in prison, how you spent all these years alone in a dark cell? I'm sure all of my Gursikhs would know this story, they've read it, but those that haven't read it, the Christian missionary who believed in Christ said, I do not believe that you could have spent all them years alone in a dark cell. And Pai Sahib said, I was never alone. He says, your record shows you were alone. You had no other prisoners in your cell. He said, but I was never alone. And the missionary said, no, something wrong here. Your record shows you were not. And the governor of the prison says, you were not in with anybody else, you were on your own. And Pai Sahib said, Gur mere sang sada hai nale, simar simar tis sada samale. And we say, but Guru Granth Sahib is not with us. Oh, not with us. He isn't now. But he is with those that simmer, te sada samale. Those that remember Guruji with every breath, with every deed, with every action. Remember, Guru Granth Sahib was not in the prison for 16 years. But Guru was there. The Jyot was there. And I say to all my brothers and sisters, it's the Jyot we worship. Let the Jyot come inside us through the Shabd. Let the Jyot come inside us through the Gurbani. Let the Jyot shine our lives so that we may become or try to become true Guru Sikhs. Let's not waste this life just thinking about others. Examine yourselves. Are we truly blessed? If not, ask somebody. Read a Gurmukh life. You'll find many treasures there. And when you're blessed, if you don't find it, then you will definitely find it in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib. The Guru's words is so deep that even the translators that I have read, the translations I have read, even they admit at certain stages, we don't know what the Guru is saying here. It is so deep and inner. But I say to you, to all my brothers and sisters, please, spare the time in your life. I know a life is busy these days. A Gursikh must, if he wants to understand Guruji's teachings and Guruji's wonderful gift to us, he must read Gurbani and also read the meanings of Gurbani as well. Because it is only by then that the mind will feel it has to do something. We do our Netnim. Yes, we all do our Netnim. But how many of us actually feel the Amrit of Netnim coming inside us? How many actually feel that in our daily lives we are blessed by the Guru's presence so that we do not do homemade things, we do not do pride things, we're not affected by kaam, we're not affected by krodh. Very few. But Guruji wanted all of us to be blessed. And that can only happen, it will only happen if we are true to ourselves, if we truly have faith, love, devotion, and fear of Guruji. And that can only come with knowledge of Guru's word. The word will come inside us. The more we love it, the more we hear it, the more we recite it, the more we research it. May Guruji bless us all on this wonderful, wonderful, great day. That we, the Kirtan to come, may the Kirtan be blessed in joining in the Jyot of Guruji, and may all of us also join in, and when we leave here, whatever time we leave, we feel that we have achieved something. Today was definitely a different day. Please forgive me again for interrupting those great Gursikh souls who only enjoy Kirtan, their bhojan is only Kirtan, these sort of talks are not for them. I ask for their forgiveness and the Sangha's forgiveness for the many mistakes, many wrong things I might have said when I was speaking. Ask for your forgiveness, and please, do not go away from here thinking that I am somebody special. I beg of you, I am just learning, just like any one of you. And the last thing I want to say is that on ETC Punjabi channel, we see, those that watch it, we see Gyan Das Sagar, which Gyani San Singh Ji Miskeen does the katha in. And when I hear the praise of Gyani Ji afterwards, I heard somebody saying Gyani Ji is Gyan Das Sagar. And I say, no, you've not understood. Guruji is the Gyan Das Sagar. Gyani Ji is only an interpretation of the Gyan Das Sagar. He only does the katha of Gyan Das Sagar. Gyan Das Sagar is Guru Granth Sahib Ji. It will all will be. And even Miskeen Ji said himself, I have not obtained the avastha, neither have I. Please do not go away from here thinking that I am special. I'm not special. I've only talked. Special are those that feel blessed inside with Naam, Gurbani, and love for Guruji. With your blessings, may I attend that one day. Please forgive me. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.